65 degrees at 20 minutes before 3. Skip Kelly, CFRW 2020 News.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
A commercial message.
More and more Dairy Queens across the land are serving great food.
Great food.
And it's Brazier broiled.
Brazier broiled?
Yep, like the big Brazier burger.
The Brazier dog, too. Broiled like a steak, top it with a shake,
and get a good feeling inside of you. Eat, drink, and be merry at the DQ Dairy Queen.
You know how great a steak is when it's cooked over an open fire? Well, it's the same with hamburger. At Dairy Queen, our Brazier burgers are char-broiled to succulent perfection over an open fire. And man, you've never tasted a burger at its best until you've sunk your teeth into a Brazier burger DQ style. Try our hot dogs, french fries, and fish and chips, too. Then you'll know where to find the best fast food service in town.
The Trudeau government has announced an $80 million program of grants to support employment in industries hurt by the 10% U.S. import surtax. The special commons order paper issued today gives no details of the bill or any indication what amount of hardship or disruption would qualify an industry for aid. Canada has been given no reason to expect Washington will grant a full exemption from the extra tax, which, as announced by President Dick Nixon, it's about one quarter of Canadian goods sold in the United States of America. The measures to offset the effects were discussed at meetings in Ottawa this week with business leaders and provincial government officials. A word of the federal job support program comes as Canada's top trade union official says, in a generally gloomy Labor Day message, that Canadian workers face one of the most serious economic situations ever. Donald McDonald of the Canadian Labor Congress says mismanagement by the Trudeau government, compounded by American economic actions, means Canada will not return to anything near full employment this decade. The CLC president adds that the most disturbing thing is what he calls the indifference of those in authority to the plight of the unemployed. Workmen are renovating the main cell blocks at Kingston Penitentiary 5 months after rioting convicts destroyed its usefulness as a maximum security institution. The prison will be used as a reception center where convicts will spend about 6 weeks being classified for transfer to other jails. Nearby Millhaven Penitentiary is the new federal maximum security prison in southern Ontario. Highways Minister Joe Borowski has escalated his attack against Mount Carmel Clinic and the United Way for what he claims is their condoning of illegal abortions. Borowski issued a memo to his entire staff inviting them to join him in his battle.
As minister responsible for about 2,500 employees, I'm appealing to them as a taxpayer and a citizen of this province to do what they can to stop the barbarism that's going on in abortions, and I'm asking him to boycott Mount Carmel Clinic and the United Way until such time as abortion is stopped, particularly the abortion that's being done that's illegal in Manitoba and is being performed outside of our jurisdiction.
Meanwhile, the Director of Finance for the Manitoba Health Services Commission said today only 6 out of province abortions have been paid for by the Manitoba Medical Insurance Plan since coverage began in February. Reginald Edwards said the total cost of the 6 was $714. The medical plan began paying for the out-of-province abortions in February when it was determined that the Canadian Criminal Code, which forbids abortions except in certain cases, does not apply to operations performed outside the country. Provincial Health Minister Rennie Toupin said, however, that payments would be made only when the abortion had been approved by 3 doctors as necessary to the physical or mental health of the mother, the same grounds that apply to therapeutic abortions in Canada. Dr. T.M. Rolston, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Manitoba Medical School, said the demand for abortions in the province continues to grow. He said in 1969, 26 abortions were performed at Winnipeg General Hospital, and for 1970, we predicted 200, but performed 220. This February, we said there would be more than 600 abortions at the hospital this year, and as of August 31st, we had 404. Bertha Rand, a 76-year-old Winnipeg area pensioner with a love for felines, was served with a permanent injunction in an attempt to limit the number of the pets she can keep in her home. The injunction is an attempt to enforce a suburban St. James Assiniboia bylaw that restricts the number of pets in any household. The bylaw was originally passed by the city with Miss Rand in mind, and she has had legal and verbal battles with the city dating back 6 years. She has faced a number of charges and once spent 5 hours in jail because of the bylaw. Miss Rand has about 25 cats in her home, and a friend explained that lately she has tried to abide by the bylaw, but people keep dumping unwanted cats and kittens in her yard. Cam Gadusik, the spokesman for the building trade unions currently out on strike against the Winnipeg Builders Exchange, has reaffirmed the union stand that they'll not return to work until the exchange accepts their new collective agreement.
We are prepared to stay out on strike, gentlemen, one day longer than it takes us to get an agreement. And we will not move from our demands. And if the exchange are going to insist that there be 8 unions instead of 7, then I suggest to the exchange that they better get realistic and come up with some concrete bargaining and settle this thing if they want to, because we don't need an agreement with the Winnipeg Builders Exchange in order for our memberships and our unions to continue to exist.
Gadusik also predicted that more contractors are likely to bolt the ranks of the exchange to bargain separately with the unions. 2 construction firms have already done just that, Pearson Construction and Home Painting and Decorating. RCMP have identified 3 women who were killed in a mid-afternoon two-car collision yesterday at an intersection about 2 miles west of Minnedosa, Manitoba. Dead are 48-year-old Helen Ethel Richards and 80-year-old Eva M. Shannon, both of Killarney, Manitoba, and Ellen Monroe, age unavailable, of Portage-la-Prairie. 4 other persons are in Minnedosa Hospital, 3 in satisfactory and 1 in guarded condition. Minnedosa is about 25 miles north of Brandon. A forest fire is reported stabilized 7 miles from the Northwest Territories mining town of Pine Point, and a state of emergency has been lifted. Authorities declare the danger ended after a study of the fire from the air today. The fire, which covers close to 100,000 acres, has a 15-mile front, but the front has been broken into small pockets by firefighting crews. CFRW News Time, 2:46, at 65 degrees, and experts in the non-communist world's top 10 trading nations are said to be recommending a realignment of currency rates as a stopgap measure to revision of the monetary system. Officials met in Paris yesterday and today to plan a conference of cabinet ministers in London later this month. Snipers attacked a British Army patrol in daylight in Belfast, Northern Ireland, but failed to hit anyone. The tensions continued as Britain's Prime Minister Heath and Prime Minister Lynch of the Irish Republic prepared to meet in England on Monday. The Irish Republic has been accused of giving sanctuary to Irish Republican Army terrorists, blamed for most of the violence in the north. Romanian leader Nicolae Ceaușescu says that nation will press for better relations with China. Ceaușescu, in an obvious reference to the Soviet Union, claims a single leading center of communism, such as Moscow, no longer is necessary. 3 children are dead, and 9 people have been injured in an apartment house fire on Chicago's west side. Many occupants of the 3-story brick building jumped from upper story windows, but the injured were not seriously hurt. The French Concorde supersonic airliner has landed in French Guiana after a 2,500-mile flight, 2 hours and 2 minutes, from the Cape Verde Islands off Africa. It's the first transatlantic crossing of the commercial SST prototype. West German Finance Minister Carl Schiller has arrived in Rome for key talks with the Italian government on the world monetary crisis. The visit is seen as the first move in an Italian attempt to mediate between West Germany and France. The 2 countries disagree on how to respond to President Nixon's new economic policies. The U.S. representative at the Paris meetings of the non-communist world's 10 richest nations says a preliminary discussion on the world monetary crisis was, in his words, useful. And officials flew over the Northwest Territories mining town of Pine Point, as we mentioned earlier today. And, of course, things are looking a whole lot better. But speaking of smoking and, of course, fires, we often think about the big problem of smoking cigarettes that seems to arise daily in conversation. And if you are a heavy cigarette smoker, you double your chances of dying before the age of 65. Not a commercial, just information from the news. This is the grim calculation given recently in an address by a leading British physician, Professor Lord Rosenheim, the Medical Society for the World Health Organization in Geneva. Lord Rosenheim, president of Britain's Royal College of Physicians, said heavy smokers of cigarettes have a 2 in 5 chance of dying before they are 65, while a non-smoker has a 1 in 5 chance. Lord Rosenheim advised those who must smoke to try a cigar or pipe. He said evidence suggests they are less harmful than cigarettes. Some prisoners at Durham Jail in England apparently have been getting what they consider kisses sweeter than wine. A lawyer for a former convict has urged an investigation of drug smuggling into the prison. The one method is for a woman to hide marijuana in her mouth and then transfer the drug to her husband or boyfriend when greeted with a big kiss. Light news from Edmonton. Ever have one of those days when everything goes wrong? Thieves broke into a store in Edmonton yesterday and tried to blow the safe with nitroglycerin. The front door of the store and 2 plate glass windows were blown out and part of the ceiling fell in. But the thieves escaped empty-handed. The blast had welded the door of the safe to the body. This is CFRW 2020 News.
Columbia Records brings a fresh, clean season. Bruce Coburn, High Winds, White Sky.
Good day to you, Babylon Man.
Bruce Coburn. Coburn's poetry moves north on high winds, white skies.
She is passing in a warm breeze. High winds, white skies.
Available wherever Columbia records are sold.
It's 2:50, and from the CFRW Sports Line, this is Skip Kelly.
Yeah, it's a paradox, you know. You've got to make it sound like it's a great thing for kids to go back to school, but, you know...
What do you say nice about going back to school?
Well, it's a big up for mothers.
They're going back! They're going back!
A downer for everyone else, right?
There's the Eaton's thing.
The London trip contest and posters and prizes and Disney World trip. That back-to-school Eaton's thing?
Yeah, that Eaton's thing.
That's an up.
Get it on before you go back. Woo, get it on at Eaton's.
They're going back. They're going back.
Eaton's big, wild back-to-school festival is going on right now. Check it out in your local paper and find out just what's happening and when.
That's right, they're going back. Winnipeg took advantage of 9 errors by St. John, New Brunswick, to post a 6-5 win this afternoon in Canadian senior men's softball tournament play in Halifax. 4 of the Winnipeg runs were unearned. Peter Fries picked up the win in relief of Ernie Peters, while Peter Briggs was the starter and loser for St. John. Win gives Winnipeg a 1-2 record in the 7-team tournament. St. John is 0-1. As far as Canadian Football League Commissioner Jay Goddard is concerned, the recent wave of team suspension is a closed controversy. One of the 3 teams involved, the Montreal Alouettes, transferred running back Moses Denson from the club's suspended list and placed him on the injury reserve list. At the same time, Goddard says that sworn affidavits from the Toronto Argonauts and Ottawa Roughriders have been accepted. Commissioner says he is satisfied that lineman Ed Harrington of the Argos and fullback Dennis Duncan of the Riders were justifiably on suspended lists. Goddard took the unprecedented action of obtaining sworn depositions after several CFL teams charged the suspensions were being used as a means of avoiding the placing of players on the 30-day injury list. The Alouettes now will be without Denson until after their September 18th game in Hamilton. However, the Argos and Rough Riders can reactivate their suspended players anytime they wish to remove them from the suspended list. 3 more Canadians went down to defeat today in the early rounds of competition at the World Judo Championships in West Germany. Gordon Gregory of Toronto lost to Yu Stock of East Germany in open class competition. Mitchell Kawasaki of Hamilton, Ontario, and John O'Neill of Toronto bowed in lightweight matches. Left-hander Mike Kilkenny, a native of Bradford, Ontario, is such a worrier, manager Billy Martin of the Detroit Tigers says, "I don't let him know the day before he's going to pitch." Martin says Kilkenny wouldn't get any sleep last night when Mike went into the dressing room at Yankee Stadium in New York. He found a baseball in his shoe. That was a sign he was to start against the Yankees. Kilkenny took it from there and tamed the Yankees 3-1 on a 6-hitter that strengthened the Tigers' hold on second place in the American League East. And finally, California's Billie Jean King bettered her own tournament time record today in the second round of the U.S. Open Tennis Championship at Forest Hills, New York. Mrs. King needed only 27 minutes to eliminate Helen Gourlay of Australia, 6-1 and 6-2. This is CFRW 2020 Sports.
Big Charles P. for Penman's Pepcat. Hey, later today, Dave Harrison will dig deep into the Penman's Draw Barrel and award someone a pair of fabulous Snoop boots by H.H. Brown worth $30. Hey, meanwhile, you get yourself into Penman's Pepcats, the bootiful socks in 25 fashion colors, including Marl shades. Socks made to wear with boots. Send your proof of purchase to Pepcat CFRW, Box 1022, Winnipeg 1. And Dave Harrison may be awarding you a pair of Snoop boots, compliments of Penman's Pepcats.
Winnipeg weather just ahead of the number 266th hit of all time with Chuck Morgan. Cloudy with showers today, low tonight in the mid-50s. Frequent cloudy period Sunday with a few showers. Tomorrow's high near 70. Currently, with the wind from the north-northeast at 20, it's 65 degrees at CFRW. Skip Kelly for 2020 News.
CFRW, happy holidays.